Israel's security cabinet approved a plan to take control of Gaza City. This move represents a critical step toward overarching control of the entire Gaza Strip, something Israel hasn't done in nearly 20 years. Israel's decision is met with strong criticism from world leaders, with many saying it is a dangerous escalation that risks deepening already catastrophic consequences. Germany has halted military exports to Israel, while countries like Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates have both called on the United Nations to take action. In a press release, the United Nations Secretary General reiterated his urgent appeal for a permanent ceasefire, unimpeded humanitarian access across Gaza, and for the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages. The UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Liz Throssell spoke after Israel's decision.
This further escalation will result in more massive forced displacement, more killing, more unbearable suffering, senseless destruction, and atrocity crimes. The war in Gaza must end now.
The plan also faces fierce opposition within Israel, including senior military officials and hostages' families. CNN reports that the IDF chief of staff warned Netanyahu's security cabinet of the dangers of a takeover of Gaza City, including worsening the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and the international implications of such an escalation of the conflict. Before Thursday's decision, around 600 retired Israeli security officials, including ex-intelligence chiefs, urged U.S. President Donald Trump to pressure Israel to end the war in Gaza immediately, according to BBC News. Afif Nisouali, journalist and aid worker who just returned from 9 weeks volunteering in Gaza, says the torture Palestinians are experiencing is intentional.
There's no other way to say it. They're being tortured before your eyes. The truth is that when you're there, there's nothing about this that is fair. It is a genocide. It is intentional. There are several things happening at once on purpose. And there is a result of one group of people being tortured and eradicated.
Alex DeWall, executive director for World Peace Foundation, talks about what is unique about Gaza's humanitarian crisis compared to other famines around the world.
What is unusual, what is unique, is there is no other situation in which you have an aid system of the United Nations that has the resources, the capacity, the plans, the skills, everything, which can act and solve and move. And to not allow it to do that it's criminal. There is no other way of describing that except as criminal. Last terrible tragedy is that had that system been activated fully in May, it would have prevented the current situation.
Over the last 24 hours, at least 8 Palestinians, including one child, have starved to death in Gaza. A total of 188 people, including 94 starving children, have died as Israel continues to block aid and kill aid seekers, according to Al Jazeera. Palestinian doctor Majid Jabbar, currently serving on the front lines, speaks to the territory's devastated healthcare system.
What is happening here in Gaza is just not a humanitarian crisis. This is, by everyone's standards, is a deliberate dismantling of life. And we are trying here to keep people alive using empty hands. Just a stethoscope, just some sense, and that's it. We're just waiting it to get better or to just end.
The news of Israel's decision has also prompted over 85 Muslim scholars to call on Arab states to stop all ties with Israel and urge them to close national airspace as well as opening border crossings to allow aid. As tensions continue to rise, all eyes are now on the international community and whether diplomatic pressure can shift the course of this conflict. This is Sophia Raissel-Fenny for Pacifica Evening News, KPFA.